pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Wednesday of game week, Western Michigan, Peru State, UNK, Wayne State coming up all this Saturday. And we're going to talk a little high school football today on the program. We've got a lot of college stuff coming up later in the week, including Western Michigan head football coach Bill Cubitt is going to be on the program Friday. Also tomorrow, we're going to talk volleyball, rodeo, and we're at the UNK Health and Sports Center for the Kearney Fall Luncheon, which includes not only UNK, which is a normal Loper luncheon, but Kearney High and Kearney Catholic as they get ready for their seasons, which begin for some this weekend. Coming up on the show today, we'll be talking with UNK head volleyball coach Rick Squires as they are boarding a plane to head to Hawaii for four matches this weekend. We will talk with Bob Jensen, our Huskerland prep preview for this Wednesday before the high school football season begins. And we'll catch up with one of the area high school coaches that are rated very high in preseason rankings, Blue Hills' Scott Porter, back-to-back state runner-up. They've been to Memorial Stadium the last 2 years. Wakefield has gotten the better of them, but they will be playing for another big season and their first game out of the gate. What a good one it will be as they take on Cambridge, a rematch of last year's state semifinals. So that's all coming up on the show today. Daddy, we are back from Lincoln, and yesterday at the press conference, Bo Pelini, a little bit better mood yesterday, but again, just a lot of things that people wanted to know, and he didn't necessarily give them all the answers they wanted.
Doug, I think the feeling when we left yesterday, and you made an interesting point. You know, it's the first game. It's a new era. People are excited. People are ready for Saturday. Okay, when we left the press conference yesterday, both of us kind of, I mean, that was nothing to get us fired up and get us energized in any way. That maybe was the difference, I think. And maybe because Bo Pelini downplays so many things. And maybe this is another game to him. And he approaches every year the same. And he said that since wherever he's been. He's always approached things the same way. I thought about that more last night. And that's the only thing I can come up with. Is that what you came up with? Or did you think about that anymore? I mean, I just, the energy and emotion. I'm excited for football season. I'm excited for tomorrow night. I'm excited for Wake Forest Baylor. I'm excited to see the ball get kicked off. Okay. But for the Husker football season and Saturday, I'll be very excited. But right now, I'm pretty much on an even keel.
I think it comes to a point, you know, it almost also comes to a point with, I guess, what you're doing with your life. And I don't mean that to be such a... to sound as deep as it is, because it just means, you know, we've been to Big 12 Media Days, we've been to a few Husker press camps, it's become work. Some of the guys in TV and paper thought, hey, this is great, you know, especially the guys that cover the Huskers daily. Finally, we're going to have, I mean, they cover them daily, and there's really nothing new to report. Practice.
You get yelled at.
Well, yeah, you got nothing, and now you know at least there's something to talk about because there's game action. But for those of us who cover a variety of sports and the Huskers just being part of that, you know, it's just not quite, I just don't have that feeling. I guess you got an anticipation. I just don't know if it's excitement, and I know as we're saying this, the general Husker fan out there, the rabid Husker fan out there, is all jacked up for this Saturday.
Yeah, I think, and we're going to be fired. We're excited for Saturday. Let's get it kicked off, and let's see if this is a new era. Let's see how much things have changed, and people want to know about the offense. How many plays? You know, that was a big question. You know, people want to know certain things. Well, you know, we just haven't got a lot of answers, and we'll get them answered Saturday. And I think when Saturday gets here.
Well, easy. We'll get some answered Saturday.
Fair enough.
Maybe.
Well,
maybe.
By the way, I think when you're playing teams that kind of come off the radar in like a Western Michigan, there's people out there that can identify, and they send out a little packet of information. Did not know this, but I know when UNK made it to the playoffs and played Texas A&M Kingsville, and they list off three or four players that became all pros and stuff. Well, in the last 3 years under Bill Cubitt, Western Michigan has produced Green Bay wide receiver Greg Jennings. Some of you have heard about that. He was a second-round pick, along with Tony Scheffler, a Broncos tight end. So those are two second-round picks, which this team has produced. They're now doing good things at the next level on Sundays.
Well, Western Michigan, this is not a bad football team out of the MAC conference. The last MAC opponent Nebraska played was?
Ball State.
Exactly. In a one-point miraculous come-from-behind, somehow won that game, which started this whole tailspin last year. You can point back to that game as starting the whole tailspin from last year. So it'll be interesting to see how things kick off on Saturday at 6 o'clock. Again, though, I want to go back to the, as you, I guess you say you thought more about the press conference yesterday. What did Bo Pelini say or any of the players say that stuck in your mind?
Well, the first thing, obviously, I think you think about the black shirts and him coming right out. I think that's the one thing that stuck out probably. Until they're earned, I don't have to give them out before this first game. I don't have to. There's no set time that says I have to give them out this year. Nobody's deserving of that. I think that maybe took some people back and said, well, it's kind of been a staple in Nebraska for quite some time. Well, now we've gotten away from that. You know, people got black shirts when we weren't the 112th rated defense in the nation.
And the players also chimed in, agreed with that. So that's good to know. And hopefully, you know, I would like to think that whenever, and I wanted to ask the question yesterday, but I knew it would be a bland response. You know, Bo Pelini has to be thinking about, I think of Jim Valvano. You know, the speech he gave at the ESPYs, part of that speech was, you know, the first time I was a head coach, I was 23 years old, you know, God, family, the Green Bay Packers. Only he was not coaching the Green Bay Packers, but that's what he told his kids. This is Bo Pelini's first head coaching job at the Division I level. Don't give me the Alamo Bowl crap because he was an interim, and now it's his team. He's got to be thinking a little bit when he's driving home or when he's eating supper or when he's alone watching film or driving to work in the morning. What am I going to say to these kids when we come out of the locker room on Saturday or we have our final team meeting on Friday? You know, it would seem to me, Daddy, and I just have a hunch, and I'm not sure that this will happen, but what happens Friday night? There's a ceremony for almost every school. They'll have their meetings. They'll go to their motel. They'll have their last get-together, and then they'll go to bed. Black shirts handed out Friday night to certain players. I mean, that has to bring goosebumps to you, doesn't it? You know, Bo's standing up there and the rest of his defensive charges. He says, okay, guys, tomorrow a new era begins, gives his speech, saves like a paragraph for the end, goes, before we get out of here, there's something I want to do. He turns around and he, you know, pulls out a box or he's got some one of the student managers brings in 10 on a hanger, or 8 or 12 or whatever, and he hands out black shirts. He goes, Larry Asante, Zach Potter, you know, whoever you want to go with, and hands out black shirts.
That's interesting, although you may want him to sleep. You may want him to get a little bit
it's
of sleep.
It's a 6 o'clock.
I understand.
It's a 6 o'clock game.
You think in that meeting, whether it be right before the game or whether it be Friday night, that Bo Pelini and he can be as rough and he can be as tough as he wants all through camp? Do you think heading into your first real gig as a head coach at a major, you know what, at one of the top 5 to 10, whoever you want to argue with, programs traditionally in the country, that you think the players will see a different side and maybe some emotion will come out of him because of the energy and the excitement? Or do you think it's going
to
be...
Well, you have to not... I mean, you have to not come out too... I mean, they're going to be jacked up enough. You don't want to be tired at the end of the first half, end of the first quarter. You don't want to be mentally drained at that time. So I think he understands that. Saturday will be game day. any kind of real get you in the gut emotional type stuff will happen Friday night.
And I'm not saying Dick Vermeil's type stuff, but I'm just saying a little bit of twist. Like this is okay. I'm finally gonna admit this is a special place. This is a special time. Let's go.
Too early. He'll have good words. He'll have good words. Here's one thing that I do want to say though. The tunnel walk better not suck.
You're so right on that.
You've had all summer to put together the tunnel walk. It better not suck. That's the key. That's the deal. You've got the time. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with the tunnel. There's nothing wrong with a five-minute production. There's downtime from when the team leaves the field to when, okay, what's going on? Then the crowd starts getting jacked up. The clock approaches the five-minute mark, which is usually about the time they usually started it. Then it gets down to 4.5, and the crowd's going, okay, we've been clapping our hands for 2 minutes. How about you fire up the video? And then they fire up the video. And then, you know, it depends. I don't want to see any geeks fake jumping out of a plane. I'll tell you that. I had no problem with the I play for Nebraska. But I tell you what, you can't tell me that, you know, there's just so many ideas. You take the Nebraska kids. You show the hometown sign of the Nebraska kid. You go back to the old where they're flying through the state of Nebraska. They start and they go around Chimney Rock. And
under the arch.
Underneath the arch. They go around Henry Dorley. They get up to the sewer on the state capitol. He gives you the Heisman pose. They drop the national championship trophies. They show Johnny Rogers run. They show Mike Rozier. They show Eric Crouch. They show Tom Osborne. They show Bob Devaney. And then they show Bo Pelini at the Alamo Bowl accepting the trophy. And then they pan to the locker room live as Pelini leads his charges onto the field. If it's anything less than that, it shall not meet my standards.
I would even throw in the sower takes an orange from his basket and drops it on the Bronco helmet to explode it.
Whatever it takes to get going, there will be over 85,000 people in attendance on Saturday night. So maybe that gets you a little more fired up. A lot more Husker talk coming up Friday, plus Western Michigan coach Bill Cubitt. We'll have a special guest to talk a little Husker football as well. Pigskin Pick'em, we'll get your thoughts. Don't forget to log on right now to ESPNSuperstation.com and vote on our poll question. How many games do you think the Huskers will win this year? Obviously, the poll question not being taken seriously enough because at last check, all of them was leading it. The Huskers will go undefeated. Really? Really?
That's a little far.
Really? The people that voted for that, I've got a little cash I would like to invest with you. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, we're going to talk a little, volleyball with UNK's Rick Squires after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Almost as much fun as watching Fluffy in the dryer.
What do you think? Pro wrestlers were hatched? They came from outer space? No. Pro wrestlers started like any other professional with a dream of success, glamour, celebrity, wealth. The best are schooled by the best. And the Independent Wrestling School of Grand Island promises that if you have promise, grit, determination, and basic ability, they can add the training, the nutritional counseling, and the personal development to help you make it as a pro wrestler. Ever thought the road could be so close to home? Well, it can. The IWS. Call 308-382-9417 today to get it on. In Las Vegas, you never leave a restaurant hungry, and Johnny Casino's, Grand Island's latest entry into great dining, is a sure bet with barbecue chicken and ribs Tuesdays, ribeye Wednesdays, fajita Thursdays, and prime rib Fridays and Saturdays. Try Johnny Casino's, west side of the Conestoga Mall off 281 Grand Island, and remember, what goes on at Johnny Casino's will bring you back to Johnny Casino's, including every Husker broadcast and pay-per-view, plus the NFL Sunday ticket.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bridge, downtown Kearney, for a free estimate.
The high school football season kicks off this week, and we've got you covered all season long on our network of stations. Beginning Thursday night on 1230 AM KHAS, Hastings High plays at Columbus. Pregame at 6:45, kickoff at 7. Then on Friday on KHAS, Adams Central begins their season at Seward. On Power 99 FM, Grand Island will be at Kearney at 7. And on the Breeze 94.5 Friday night, Deschler opens up at Red Cloud. And don't forget, Hastings College opens at Peru State Saturday on KHAS.
We'll see partial sun and some clouds across the area today with a possibility of some scattered showers and storms. Highs will stay in the low 80s with winds turning to the southeast at 5 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see a slight chance for showers and storms with lows near 62. From the Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 73.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation. Scott Porter, Blue Hill head football coach, is going to join us here in just a little bit. Bob Jensen with his weekly preview. We get in to finally some football at the high school level that starts, as you just heard, tomorrow night, actually, for Hastings High. And then the rest of the area A and B teams in a few weeks, zero games for C and D on Friday. And we'll talk with Bob Jensen about that. And we'll also be catching up with Rick Squires, UNK volleyball coach. Couple other notes. You know, Daddy, I am disappointed in Kansas City now. I had kept the faith for a long, long time. But you just see the bounces that bad teams get and the bounces that good teams get. The way that the Rangers scored their second and game-winning run, it was a great pitch and barely even made contact with it on the swing. It was a swinging bunt, and the catcher, Miguel Oliva, goes out there and knows he's got to make a spectacular play, and he throws it into right field, and they come all the way around from first to score two unearned runs in the game on two separate plays, but 2-1. And again, another thing, Daddy, I look at this. The Royals only seem to be able lately to score runs when they're already way down, and something needs to be shook up. They finally got things together. They're about back to 500, and by about that, I mean five or six games under. And now they're 20 games below. They only won three of their last 19. It's pathetic. It's pathetic.
I wish I could sugarcoat it. Yeah, it sucks. They're not good. And you know what?
To be getting better as the season progresses. That's not showing here.
Well, and I think you go make a multi-million dollar acquisition like a Jose Guillen in the offseason, you see what a leader he is not. You know, somebody that should be pulling the team apart.
Well, it's tough. It's tough to get one guy. I mean, when Detroit went out and started their rebuilding process, you get two, three, or four. You can't just get one guy because you can go around this guy. And the interest, I think, is now officially away from baseball. We have Cub fans, obviously, that are still watching what they're doing, and a great story for them. But I think baseball is now dead in our listening area. It's done. There's no interest. There's nobody to follow. You don't follow the Rockies. You don't follow the Royals. Neither one are good. If you follow the Cubs, great. Maybe there's a few transplanted Twins fans here. The Yankees are struggling. The Red Sox might not even make the playoffs. Who knows? But it could be Chicago's time to shine with the White Sox and Cubs.
You know, after last year, I probably wouldn't count the Rockies out. They might win their next 22 and get right back into things.
Get to 500 in that tough, tough division. Well, high school football gets underway this week, as we just mentioned, for a lot of A and B teams, all A and B teams, and then everybody else into the fray next week. And one of the teams that continues to do well, the Blue Hill Bobcats, and we are pleased to be joined by the head coach at Blue Hill, Scott Porter, on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning, Coach.
Morning.
I'll tell you what, if you've been to the state championship game the last 2 years, a lot of people would have to think, well, they're about due to kind of be down a little bit just because they had to graduate some talent, but you're picked in the top four in about everything we see. You guys got a little factory going over there. Your thoughts about a lot of high expectations again this year?
Well, I was kind of hoping when the preseason ratings came out, we wouldn't be that quite high, but it's flattering. But we know we got a lot of work to do, and we've been trying to get to work here these last couple weeks and prepare for Cambridge and see how this 08 season's going to turn out. And we've got some quality kids back on both sides, five on each side of the ball, and a few holes to fill, but some of the younger kids are starting to step up, so things are looking good so far.
Scotty, I guess it makes work, going to work easier if the Famans keep having kids and bringing them through your system.
Yeah, I don't have to worry about losing a Faman for a few years down the road because we've got a freshman this year, and I believe there's one in junior high. So the next 5 or 6 years, I think we're covered for Famans.
Scott Porter joining us, the head football coach at Blue Hill. Coach, as you mentioned already, Cambridge is right out of the gate. Does that help? I mean, obviously you haven't had a top-10 opponent, I don't think, to start the season off here a whole bunch, and now you come right out, and of course a little history with last year's playoff game against Cambridge. Does that help focus the kids a little bit earlier than maybe they had been focused in the past?
I would say a little bit, but, you know, we were pleased with the schedule we got. You know, we got majority of the teams that we put on our wish list, and I think it'll be the first 2 weeks we play Cambridge, the first game, of course, and then the second week we got Cross County, and I feel, you know, those two games are going to be a great measuring stick for us to see where we're at competitively in C2. And, you know, I've been reminding the guys that the last 2 years we've ended Cambridge season, so, you know, they're going to have that much more revenge playing us this year, especially the first game of the season.
Scott, I guess I look at your district, and Thayer Central was 7-2 a year ago. What else do you see in that district on people that can step up and challenge you for that top spot?
You know, I put down in my reports that I had to return to the newspapers and that, you know, it could go between us, Thayer Central, and even possibly Superior. They return, I'm not for sure how many kids, but some of their top players from last year, and they were a playoff team. So, you know, any given night, I think it's wide open, but I have a feeling that it's going to be us, Thayer Central or Superior, that comes out as district champs this year.
Scott Porter, the head football coach of the Blue Hill Bobcats, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Scott, as you mentioned, you got a good group of kids back. One of the kids that's getting a lot of pub here in the preseason is defensive lineman Cody Carr. Talk about him and what he's got to go around him.
Cody's, you know, just one of those kids you wish you had about 24 of them and didn't have to graduate them. But he's just got great work ethic and is a very coachable kid, does what he needs to do to help the team, and, you know, he's not an eye player. And on the offensive side, we got Keith Faman, who was honorable mention All-State lineman last year, and then Trent Ockingay, who started at center for us, back. And then Riley Boniface, who played some tight end. And then our quarterback, Brian Adams, and fullback Nathan Petzker back on the offensive side. So a good nucleus there to work. And then defensively, Cody, along with Keith, Trent, and Riley are back on the defensive line for us, and Nathan's back at one of the inside linebackers.
Your senior quarterback, Brian Adams, who plays a mean guitar, by the way, Only threw for 617 yards. You didn't need to throw last year. That's why you probably didn't throw much. 61 out of 100 passes were complete. A real good percentage. Will you look for him to throw more this year?
We've kind of revamped our offense, and, you know, one of the things we wanted to concentrate during our team camp this summer and even last week during 2 days and this week is being more efficient in the running game. You know, we've been blessed the last couple of years with Brandon Fahman and his cousin, who both rushed for over 1,000 yards. And, you know, this year we kind of want to even things out between the run and the pass, and hopefully Brian will have more than 100 attempts this season. And the real sad thing is that his 600 and some yards last year is the most yards for a quarterback from Blue Hill. So we really haven't been a passing team. So,
well, Scott, just kind of, I guess, continuing on with that, because I know Tony has brought it up, and when you get to the playoffs, you guess you ran into a team that was able to stop the run, and you want to revamp it so that you can handle some things like that, I guess. Where did you look for some ideas, I guess, to open that up just a tad?
Well, you know, we went back and looked at our routes that we had last year, and we just didn't feel that we utilized the players we had last year and this year, you know, with Cody at tight end and Riley possibly at the other tight end. You know, we wanted to mix them up and put those guys in the best situation to help the team and make defenses try to choose between one or the other.
Well, Scott, I guess you look at your team last year, 5 shutouts during the regular season, 3 in the playoffs, 8 out of the 12 games. I guess you won those 8. I guess if you could do that 13 times, you're going to win those ball games. Is defense going to be the strength of this team again this year?
Uh-oh.
That's a tough question. I think it might be a little bit, because like I said, we revamped our offense a little bit with the running game also, and you know, it might take a couple games for us to feel totally confident in the offense, but I think it should be about 50-50.
This defense comparable to what you had at all last year, Scott, or is that going to take a few more snaps for some of the new kids to get up to speed?
I think it'll take for sure the first game and maybe a couple games after that, because, you know, replacing the whole secondary from last year and two of those guys, well, it was their first time starting last year, but one was a 3-year starter, and we moved the other two that started back there up to our outside linebackers last year. So we'll be a little inexperienced secondary, but up front and with our linebacking core, you know, I really don't think we drop off that much. So the secondary will be a big question mark for us.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate the time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And throughout the season, Blue Hill opens up at Cambridge. You'll be able to hear the game next Friday, September 5th, on The Breeze, 94.5 FM from Cambridge. And it should be a great way to open up the season. Coach, we wish you the best of luck next week, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right, thanks for the coverage.
Take care, Scott Porter, head football coach of the Blue Hill Bobcats. Great way to start the season if you're a fan.
If you're a fan.
We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Or if you come out on top in that game.
Well, that's huge. Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep, after this.
I don't think this is quite normal.
I heard it might even put hair on your chest.
Gee, I never dreamed it could be that exciting.
We'll leave it tuned in and keep someone listening here all the time.
More excitement coming up next when the Doug and Daddy Show returns on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
What do you think? Did that sound convincing?
When you use STP gas treatment, you keep your car's intake system clean, improve performance, and increase your gas mileage. And when you do that, you do a little something we call saving some cash at the pump. So you'll be glad to hear the latest deal from Advance Auto Parts. Buy 5 8-ounce bottles of STP gas treatment for only $1 a bottle. The offer ends August 30th. That's a little something we call saving some cash at the register. Whatever you're working on, Advance will help you keep the wheels turning.
Welcome to charming California, where a gang of bikers rule the streets.
Sons of Anarchy, hundreds of members strong.
They are feared.
I don't care who you're going to kill. I want those guns back.
They are respected.
Blood and bullets are the rule of law.
They are wanted.
You want to touch me, sweetheart? That make you happy.
On September 3rd, experience the explosive premiere of the FX original series.
Violence is inevitable.
Sons of Anarchy. Wednesday, September 3rd at 10. Only on FX.
Oh, my. Hi, sir, where are your pants?
Well, I heard this ad that said it was T-shirt night at the Roman. The ad said if I wear my exclusive Roman T-shirt on Thursday night, I'll get a discount on my favorite drink. I think I'd like a Long Island iced tea, please.
Yes, it is. That is, sir, I'm sorry, but it's also, pants night at the Roman. Yes, it's pants and the exclusive Roman T-shirt night every Thursday night at the Roman.
Oh.
The Roman on the bricks in downtown Kearney. Pants preferred.
Hi, folks. This is Daryl Walter, NASCAR champion and the proud owner of a geothermal heating and cooling system from Water Furnace. You know, I learned a long time ago that to be a winner, well, you got to have the best machine and the best team. That's why my new home is heated and cooled by Water Furnace Geothermal. It's clean, reliable, economical, and here's the best part. It's made in the USA. Now, in my book, that's a winning combination. So call your local Water Furnace dealer today.
Call Fidelki Heating and Air today.
Back to school. Time for band and orchestra season to begin. Whether you're buying or looking to rent, Yonda's in Kearney will make it worth the drive. Huge selection of quality instruments, new and used. Flexible instrument rental program designed to fit your budget. All money applies to the purchase of the instrument. Pay cash? Yonda's offers great discounts. Trumpets, trombones, drum kits, clarinets, flutes, saxophones, violins, violas, cellos, and much, much more. Including books and supplies. Yonda's Music and Pro Audio. Downtown Kearney on the bricks.
This is University of Nebraska Kearney baseball coach Damon Day. You're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see partial sun and some clouds across the area today with a possibility of some scattered showers and storms. Highs will stay in the low 80s with winds turning to the southeast at 5 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see a slight chance for showers and storms with lows near 62. From the Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 73.
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Bob Jensen going to join us in just a moment. But hey, Daddy, how'd you like to spend less time this fall outdoors in your yard? Trimming, mowing. Repairing the edging that you just mowed over and chewed up in the lawnmower.
Oh, I don't want to do that.
The Curvit continuous edging lays low to the ground, making it easy to get close with the mower. Get a hold of your friends at Curvit. It's durable with a full one-year everything warranty when it comes to installation or material defects. That doesn't happen. Make the yard look better than your neighbor's until he catches on. Custom colors also keep the missus happy, Daddy, or in your case, you know, significant other. It improves the value of your home with Curbit Appeal. Call Curbit, let them help you plan it, then install it so you don't have to spend so much time doing it outdoors, and you have much more time in front of the big screen, which is where we all want to be during football season. For more information, check in and see what they can do for you on the web. You see all the beautiful designs, the colors, so much information at Curbit.net, Curbit.net. See them today.
It's time now for this week's high school football preview on the Doug and Daddy Show with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report.
He's got game.
From the worldwide headquarters in Central City, Bob Jensen. It is football time. There actually will be football this week. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning there, Douglas, Daddy, gentlemen.
Are you fired up?
I am, as a matter of fact. We're just a few hours away from perpetrating a new football season. That's a good thing. I think I speak for most people when I say I'm tired of talking about it. I like to go out and get after it a little bit. So we'll see what happens. There's going to be we'll find out some things certainly about Class A and B by the time the 10 o'clock rolls around on Friday night.
Bob, undoubtedly the top 10 matchup in Class A is right here in our backyard, Kearney High and Grand Island. I think there's a mindset out there, perhaps. It doesn't matter if you're Green Bay, Brett Favre overtaking Dallas. Does Grand Island have the mindset to upset? And I still think it would be an upset because they haven't won against Kearney in a while.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, they do. This Grand Island bunch, the very first thing, you know, you can't go forward without looking back. And I guess the first thing to remember is it did take a state championship team to end their season last year. And Grand Island's got, you know, in Class A more than any other, you just don't return a lot of starting players. That's just how it is. You work your way up through the ranks. You get a chance to start as a senior. And that's how it is for a lot, the very large majority of the starting positions in that class. Grand Island's got a lot. Not only do they have a lot of people coming back, they've got a lot of key people coming back. And their backfield is one of the most proven, most athletic backfields in the whole class. And I think Coach Tomlin's bunch is ready to go. You're right. You're right when you say that they haven't beat them maybe the way that people have wanted over the last few years. But this time the shoe is on the other foot, as they say. I think Grand Island goes in as a favorite. I think they'll take care of business. I think we'll find that Kearney will be a much better team here in a few weeks than they're probably going to be on opening night. And having said all that, you've got to absolutely beware of the fact that you are playing a team that is coached by Brandon Cool and his staff. They are more than a team at Kearney. They're a program, and you have to respect the program, but I still think that's Grand Island's game.
Bob, who's the best football coach in the state?
Wow.
You're starting your Central
City. Best football coach.
Central City's looking for a new coach. Charlie does a great job over there. Okay, so he's named the head coach at the biggest school in Illinois or something. Who do you want coming to Central City? Class A, B, C,
there's a lot of great coaches, but one of the first things I think about is Jeff Beller at Norfolk Catholic. And the reason I think of Jeff Beller at Norfolk Catholic, Jeff Beller's won himself 4 or 5 state championships at Norfolk Catholic. They got beat by Cambridge in a final. It would have been another. But, you know, there was a year back in the early 90s where Beller decided that he wanted to coach at the Class A level. And he got out of his job at Norfolk Catholic, went down the street to Norfolk High, where things had not been good, and took that team and made him a playoff team. He realized after a year that maybe his heart was at Norfolk Catholic, he turns around and goes back, and the program has been purring ever since. I guess that's one of the first things I think of, and I think also that more in high school than at any level, your coach not only has to be a coach, he has to most likely be a teacher, he has to be a good teacher, and he certainly has to be somebody that represents your school in a proper fashion. And the very, 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 very large majority of our coaches do exactly that. And I think when you talk about the best coach, I'd like to broaden that out a little bit, and this may be copping out just a little bit, but that is one of my strengths. You've got across the board as good of coaching as you're going to find anywhere in the country here in Nebraska. I mean, our coaches, they develop their players, and our guys, you know, with few exceptions, our football teams are as good as they can be. I mean, and really, isn't that in the end one of the coach's main responsibilities? Take what he's got for talent and mold it in a way where it becomes as good a football team as it can be. And like I said, I'm satisfied to say that happens way, way more often than not in this state.
Well, obviously, Ron Kubik retired, so we're down one this year. But hey,
You didn't say anything about who'd be the best guy to hang out with after the game after he got done coaching. You said, who would you take as a coach? And of course, I would take Cubes anytime.
Hey, tomorrow night, Bob Hastings High gets things going in our area. I'm not aware of if there's a whole lot of Thursday games, but they're going to play at Columbus. Give me a preview of that.
Well, Hastings is going to have its hands full. We just talked about coaching and whatnot. Well, Coach Rehbarger, he's done a good job at Hastings. There's been some fluctuations in the talent pool down there. I think that is fair to say. Last year, though, he had a huge senior class, and one of the statistics that's most amazing of any this year is Hastings had 0 returning starters. And it's like I told somebody the other day, that doesn't say a lot right out of the gate in terms of experience for this team, but it says that last year's seniors obviously were deep and that they were a talented bunch, and they were a playoff team, and that's great. But they're going to go right into the teeth of things on opening night. I'm always the kind of guy that likes to pull for the underdog. Without a dog in the fight, I want to see the underdog rise up. Well, Columbus – has been a non-factor in high school football for the last several years until last year. They got a new coach. His name's Craig Williams. He came in 3-4 years ago, really revitalized the program, worked the hallways, got the kids out for the sport, which is job one. And now he's got them believing that they can be good. They also, this year, I believe this is going to turn out to be a break, although you never know. They wound up going from Class A to Class B. They have been by far the smallest Class B or Class A school in the state for many years. They dropped to Class B, and I think that makes them an automatic contender in that class. We've got them rated third, and one of the main reasons is they've got a nice group of linemen coming back. They got a kid by the name of Zach Lindsley who goes about 6'7", 250, that plays tackle, who's a real good ball player. But their guy, the guy that makes them go, is a little quarterback by the name of Michael Ziola. And Michael Ziola, he's a goofy little dude is what he is. He only weighs about 170 pounds, he says. But I tell you what, he's got that devil-may-care kind of grin on his face. Last year he passed for like 1,400 yards, but he may be a better kicker than he is a passer. Last year he averaged like 41 yards a punt, and he was 13 for 15 field goals. He had a long of about 50 yards, and the two that he missed, you remember what last fall was like. There was an occasional breeze. Well, he missed two over 40 yards into the wind, and that's the two he missed. So I think he's one of the most exciting players in Class B, and people from Hastings are probably going to see plenty of Michael Ziola tomorrow night.
Well, I'm sure he'll appreciate you calling him a goofy little dude as well. So, Bob, somebody else that moves classes is Adams Central. People want to know, you know, it's like kind of like, well, welcome to Class B, now enjoy the schedule.
Well, that's true. I mean, they get Seward on opening night, and if that wasn't enough fun, the next week they get Crete. And I don't know, maybe the Vikings were booked for week three. I don't know. But that seemed to be where they're headed. But I will say this, and I think I speak for most anybody who's been around that Adams Central program. Bill Carlin's built a winning program. Those kids go into every game thinking they're going to win. And way more often than not, they've been right. It is a step up, and they are going to play considerably different schedule than they did last year. Probably there have been years when Adams Central's schedule has been a test. Last year wasn't much of a test, and so it's going to be a dramatic change. But I don't know. Bill Carlin knows how to win. He's got those kids believing that they can win. And I go back, you know, that junior class of theirs. That junior class at Adams Central is just loaded. They have got a lot of really good athletes, good enough where they kind of got their baptism last year. And, you know, they're going to come in this year and be, you know, road ready right out of the gate. And I don't know. I think they've got a great chance to beat Seward on opening night. And I think you're going to find Adams Central is very competitive. We picked them to win their district. And we'll see how it goes. But it will be different. It will be different, but I think Adams Central will be up to the test.
And, Bob, real quick, before we let you get out of here, where are your travels Thursday and Friday?
Well, I'm going to go to that Columbus-Hastings game because I want to see the goofy little dude in person. I'm just fascinated by Michael Ziola. He was one of our feature subjects. He's one of the most likable kids I've ever sat down with. Then on Friday, I'm going to go in and see the big boys, Millard North and Millard West. And I think, Millard North has got, been in the final six times out of the last 7 years, been in the at least the semifinals like each of the last 8 years. But they struggle out of the gate. And, of course, part of the struggle is they've been playing Millard South the last couple of years. Well, same thing. Millard West is a really good football team, got seven starters coming back, got two really nice linebackers that are going to set that defense up. But the talk I hear, he told me himself, Nick Saylor, the quarterback at Millard North, who led Class A in yards per game rushing and total touchdowns last year, blew his knee out in the semifinals. He's 100%. And I think maybe the three of us and a couple girls out of the office pool would probably be enough of an offensive line for him to be a threat. And so I think Millard North is going to win a real low-scoring game there. I'm going to go there, and then I'm going to go check out Bishop Newman and Boys Town play at Wahoo. And so I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the famous Dave's drive-through window is between the two. So that's my night.
Well, Bob, hey, enjoy. We'll get a recap from you Friday night when our Power 99 scoreboard show starts. That is this Friday. So football starts. We're ready. We'll see you next Wednesday, too, bud.
I am too, boys. You guys do a great job. I'm looking forward to talking football for the next few weeks.
Bob, great job as always. We'll talk to you next week.
You know I do. Talk to you later.
Bob Jensen, Husker Land Prep, joins us every Wednesday here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good stuff. Football covered for you. As we said, Hastings High, Adams Central games are on 1230 AM KHAS this week. And we've got Kearney Grand Island on Power 99. Deschler Red Cloud will be on the breeze Friday night. We need to take a break. UNK volleyball coach Rick Squires joins us right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Please turn your head and cough.
Very few things in life are more uncomfortable.
Hey, Nebraska, this is Jeff from Big O Tires, and we're always looking for ways to save you money. Well, right now, when you buy a set of four high-quality Big O Tires, we'll give you a certificate worth $100 in free auto service. Use it for brakes, an alignment, a transmission flush, or an oil change, whatever service you need. It's just that simple. Buy four tires, get $100 in free service. Give us a try, and we'll earn your business. Tires, service, straight talk. Big O Tires, the team you trust.
Excuse the commotion, but the team at Skeeter Barnes is busy building a lineup of great weekday specials for you and your family. Starting in September, the main menu stays strong, but soon you'll see nights specially made for the family. For the rib eater, for the prime rib aficionado, and the steak fanatic. We could say more, but then we'd have to go into the cone of silence. But more details are coming, so we'll see you in September at Skeeter Barnes, just east of the I-80 interchange, Kearney.
Don't miss Lowe's Big Labor Day event, where you can get 10% off major appliances priced at $397 and above. Get $5 off 1 gallon or $20 off 5 gallon qualifying Valspar paint via mail-in rebate. And get 12 months special financing on purchases of $299 or more when you use your Lowe's consumer credit card. Not to mention new lower prices throughout the store. So come to Lowe's this Labor Day weekend. Lowe's, let's build something together. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Credit offer available August 28th through September 1st.
Can you guess what that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. Drunk driving, over the limit, under arrest. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
This is Hotshot Branch with the world-famous Harlem Globetrotters. You're listening to ESPN Radio Superstation on 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS.
We'll see partial sun and some clouds across the area today with a possibility of some scattered showers and storms. Highs will stay in the low 80s with winds turning to the southeast at 5 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, we'll see a slight chance for showers and storms at lows near 62. From the Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 73.
Doug and Daddy Show. Good day not to be Jay Feely, I guess. You got a job, you don't got a job. Michael Strahan not coming back. Good decision. They have to move on, kind of like, you know, the Green Bay Packers did as well. And the U.S. Open, of course, is continuing in New York. Well, Daddy, places you would rather be than where we are right now.
Hawaii certainly heads that list, I guess.
Well, some of our good friends at the University of Nebraska at Kearney are on their way to Hawaii for their season opening tournament coming up this weekend, and we are pleased to be joined by the head Loper volleyball man himself, Rick Squires, here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Well, we're doing okay. I hope you got a good base for that tan coming up this weekend.
Well, I use the old SPF 30, I think. I'm getting to that age, so...
Coach, before we break down what's going on in Hawaii and the season that is, a lot of expectations have already been put on this program with preseason polls, both by the RMAC and Division II coaches, and a lot of changes are on the horizon, not only what folks will see on the court, but the competition. I guess basically you'll see at the end of the year, and I want to start there. You're going into this new central region. As we said, you are one of six teams in that region ranked in the top 25. And I don't ever remember anyone from the previous region more than, I don't even know if there was ever three teams ranked in the top 25, were there?
I doubt it. Yeah, I mean, I think that's, you hit it right on the head. I mean, this region, not only is it
really strong at the top. It's strong all the way through. I mean, there's going to be teams at the end of the season who are borderline 500 record teams that are awfully darn good, who just by the nature of that Northern Sun Conference being so strong, just were not able to accumulate enough wins. And, you know, had they been in another conference, probably would have been, you know, knocking on the door for conference championships. So the bar has been raised, that's for sure.
Coach, kind of sweep the preseason honors individually. Did that surprise you?
You know, I think a little bit. Probably the one that surprised me the most would be Kelly Wimhoff, since we've kind of lobbied for her the last couple of years in the All-Conference and Defensive Player of the Year situation, and weren't able to make a lot of headway, and all of a sudden this year she pops up as the preseason Defensive Player of the Year. Certainly deserving of that sort of recognition. She's put up some unbelievable numbers back there, but not real surprised with Nikki, since she was right up there last year, and then Cole Svack being named Setter of the Year last year, so you would kind of expect those two maybe. But yeah, they decided to put the extra large bullseye on us instead of just the medium one this year.
Rick Squire is the head volleyball coach at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, you've got some great kids there, but also you're trying to fill in some holes. And again, you've got some banged up kids like Erica Burson. Fill us in on where those kids are at.
Well, certainly the key one right now being Erica Burson, since she has been a two-year contributor and really came on the second half of last year and kind of established herself as a go-to outside hitter and made big plays at big times. And how we'll react to not having her on the court, at least, you know, for the first part of the season, remains to be seen. So a little concern there. We do see some nice things out of Shelby Workman, the freshman from Loveland, who really is a similar kind of a player to Erica, kind of a do-it-all, hit-it-anywhere kind of a player. Not real big, not going to jump over you, but really knows how to play, got a great arm swing. So some of it will depend on, you know, how much we can count on a freshman stepping into that role. And then we've got Chelsea Carson and Kelsey Werner kind of battling it out for the other left side spot right now. And there's still hope we might get Erica back. They keep telling me she's way ahead of schedule, and they're going to let her start swinging actually today. And depending on how that goes, you know, what I've been told is perhaps about 6 weeks from now she may be turned loose completely if everything goes according to plan. So that'd be a nice boost to get her back. But otherwise, you know, we like our middles. They're always the strength of our offense, it seems like. And Cole Speck setting a great ball. And Shannon Clausen over on the right side. And Wimhoff passing. And so, you know, athletically we like our team. And I think our talent level is good. And if we play well, we think we can compete with anybody.
Coach, anybody come in, I guess, here as you enter the season, kind of off of the radar, maybe some of you didn't expect to maybe play a role really with this team this year that's really emerged and surprised you?
Well, I think the one that would come to mind there would be Kelsey Werner, who kind of came on last year at the end of the regular season. A lot of times coming off the bench in maybe that instant offense sort of a role, and she had a tremendous spring. I mean, there were times during the spring where she was as good as anybody, and she is still at this point in the fall kind of trying to find her rhythm a little bit and get back to that level that she was playing last spring. I think we all know she's capable of it, and if we're going to be the kind of team we need to be, I think that includes Kelsey Werner somewhere. She's a, you know, pretty versatile 6'1" player who can do a lot of things at the net, and we're not, we're not small, but we've got a couple of small positions, and it helps us there a little bit, too, with the size factor. So seeing good things out of her, and then would have to say, I think a lot of people are going to be impressed with Shelby Workman for a freshman. She's an awfully complete player.
UNK head volleyball coach Rick Squires with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, getting ready to head out to the Honolulu Invitational. Before we touch on that, as we're chatting here, Coach, I'm looking at a lot of underclassmen. I'm looking at some of the talent that is very good young, and I'm hearkening back to the days of the Aarons when they were sophomores and started that three-year run that eventually ended up in the national championship game. Do you look back? Are you trying to mold this team kind of like that preseason, or does that enter in at all?
Well, I mean, I certainly think that was a good formula, and if we could do that again, you know, that would make a whole lot of sense. And I think in a lot of ways, athletically, this team is very similar. It's a lot of young kids that are going to get a chance to play together in a whole lot of matches. And, you know, if you just go through the roster and the lineup, I mean, player for player, it looks like our talent level is going to be similar. Now, the big difference is, you know, here we are now playing in the North Central region, and I think, you know, that factors in. I mean, it'll be a lot harder to, you know, sweep through that thing 2-3 years in a row. I mean, if you get out of that one, you're most likely a national championship contender by the fact that you've beat a couple of other championship contenders. So that part's a little different, and you know, I think Division II volleyball across the board right now is on an upswing, and I also think that the RMAC East right now is probably a little better than what we've seen in the last few years, with Metro having great recruiting classes, Regis bringing a bunch of kids back, Shadron and their 5 Brazilian transfers this year, I think becomes... they're going to burst on the scene, and people are going to be amazed at the level they're going to play at this year. And then you throw Colorado Springs in there, who has become one of the top teams in the RMAC. And all those schools are in our division. So I think night in and night out we're going to play a stronger schedule, but I think our talent level is going to be very similar.
Rick, quickly kind of touch on that Shadron situation. We had Fred Aubuchon on last week. We talked about that because he was familiar with the kids playing them from National American School, disbanded their program in South Dakota, national power, a number one, number two team in the country type of team, and they just all of a sudden end up at Shadron. I have been told you tried to make some contact up there to let those kids know that there was a spot here. How did that happen?
Well, you know, the word I've heard is that they wanted to stay in that general area. They developed some relationships up there, and I would guess that Shadron maybe had a head start on everybody by nature of the fact that they knew about it earlier. And, you know, I think it was kind of a collective deal where a few of the kids said, hey, let's go down there, and then lo and behold, they all went down there, and, you know, Shadron certainly opened the doors for them, you know, from what I've heard, too, you know, probably the top player who, thank goodness, is going to be a senior next year is probably about as good as anybody who's working to play in Division II. I mean, she's just an amazing outside hitter who can do it all. And so, you know, people are going to look at some Shadron scores early in the year and you know, maybe see something different than what they've seen in the past. And one of the nice things is they're here at our tournament second weekend out. And we don't play them that weekend, but we get to see them, so it'll give us a little bit of a gauge on how they are at this stage.
Head volleyball coach at the University of Nebraska, Kearney, Rick Squires, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, you're heading to Honolulu. Talk about the restaurants. Talk about the sights. Pearl Harbor, perhaps. Will you have time for volleyball?
Well, we'll try to squeeze a little volleyball in this time around. you know, really, we hope to only play on 2 days, and the schedule worked out to be a 3-day playing schedule, and probably not as much time for sightseeing this time as when we went last time. We're still going to try to make sure that our players get to enjoy the experience and see some of those historical things, and you know, they'll get to the beach a little bit, and we try to do a luau while we're over there, and you know, it really is a unique place, and I think the players will enjoy it. And you know, the only tough part about it is everybody you play over there is pretty good. So you got to kind of turn the volleyball on and be focused when you're in the gym, and then try to enjoy yourself when you get a little free time.
If I could just say this from everybody at the Doug and Daddy Show, the only thong you should be wearing are the ones that go on your feet.
Hey, I think my wife says the same thing.
Well, they play BYU Hawaii, who has been a national power in the past, not quite as top five as they've been, and Chaminade, and then a couple of teams that are receiving votes in the top 25, Cal Poly Pomona and Hawaii Pacific. And then when the Lopers come back, the UNK Fall Classic, number 3 Truman, is in that field among other teams. And, Coach, best of luck in Hawaii. Bring me back some Chaminade gear, would you?
I will make sure I take care of you guys.
Have a safe trip. We'll see you when you get back.
Thanks a lot.
Rick Squires, UNK volleyball coach. We got to get out of here. We're way over time, Doug. Derek's yelling at us.
Oh, he should be.
He should
be. We yelled him off the air, so he could yell at us every once in a while as well. We want to thank Rick Squires, head volleyball coach at UNK, and enjoy your time in Hawaii. And stay away from the Bradys. If you see the Bradys, don't hang out with them. That's bad luck. Don't go surfing with Greg. It's a bad, bad idea.
Doug, I just want to thank Bob Jensen, Huskerland, and Brett for joining us today, along with Scott Porter, Blue Hill head football coach, as they get set to embark on another great season, 12-1 the last two seasons.
Tomorrow we will catch up with Nebraska starting volleyball libero Rachel Schwartz out of Lincoln. She'll join us on the show. Also, we'll talk about the Oregon Trails Rodeo in Hastings this weekend with Cowboy Justin Notes. And we will be live at UNK Health and Sports Center for the annual fall sports preview with UNK, Kearney High, and Kearney Catholic, and we invite you to come out to that for the meal as well. That's tomorrow at 11:45. Till then, enjoy yourself. Doug and Daddy Show.
We'll see you tomorrow, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.